Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Hi, Ms. Sonia. This is Kyle, Capital One, a recorded line. We do have a mutual customer on the other line who would like to double-check why they were charged again for $56 on their card, and they initially did not authorize that, and kind of and she was wondering if you can help her to cancel it and have this charge be reversed on your side.
What's the zip code?
Let me merge the call so I can have the caller be on together as in the phone. Ms. Salva, thank you so much for waiting. Yeah, I've got the representative on this merchant. I tried to reach them and then they will just ask you a few details to identify the next step, okay? And just give your info and then I will tell to them what to do next, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Go ahead, customer service. What was your question again?
Can I get the zip code?
31707.
Okay.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Vivian Salva.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
2503 Canterbury Court, Apartment N16, Albany, Georgia, 31707.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you. Ms. Alba, I will continue the call since you authorized me now to speak with them, okay? I will,
Okay.
since you have requested that, just hold on.
Okay, I've located your account for the entry for the sweepstakes drawing and the discounted shopping store membership. How can I help you?
So, ma'am, basically the customer did not aware about that it's going to be have another charge on that. So as she notified us here at the dispute department of Capital One, we came to an agreement to notify you to check if you can cancel this pending transaction that was billed today.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can go ahead and get the account canceled. This will stop all future charges. She'll also get an email confirming. As a courtesy, I can issue you a 35% refund on the charge.
Ms. Alva has never agreed on that full amount to charge to them. So customer or our mutual customer is requesting to have it like a full refund on that amount. It was not disclosed to her as per to Ms. Alva. She was not aware that it will have that amount.
I would actually need to hear from Ms. Salva. Do you accept the 35% refund under charge?
Say that again.
I stated that I can go ahead and get the account canceled. This will stop all future charges. And as a courtesy, I can issue you a refund of 35% of the charge.
Why 35% only? I'm not aware that that it's just a $35 discount. Can I have the full refund?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do a full. Give me one moment. Okay. What I can do is the account's already been canceled, so you're going to email shortly regarding that cancellation. As for the $57 charge, I'm sorry, the $56.95 charge, I can issue a 50% courtesy refund, and it'll go back on your card within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, how many percent?
50% refund.
So I'm only getting how many? How much?
One moment.
Ma'am, can you hear me? Customer service on the other
mm-hmm.
line.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Haba, I just hold
it. It'll be $28.47.
Ms. Alba,
what can I have? Mm-hmm.
Are you accepting that or not? Because
no, I need a full refund.
Yes, because she was not aware about that.
I thought it's only $1. So why are they in the first place? They charged me 5.74. It's supposed to be $1 only. Tapos ngayon yun.
Okay, that $56.95 charge will be refunded back to your card within about 3 to 5 business days. You'll also get an email confirming your account is completely canceled, so stop all future charges. Is there anything else can help you with?
No, need them. I think we're all good on that. Ma'am, just in case that our mutual customer did not receive an email confirmation about it, I will advise her to file a dispute or to call you back again. Thank you, but no dispute will file.
Thank you for calling customer support.